Finally today, we visit with a Mexican musical group called Nortec Collective. They're experimental artists from Tijuana. Their high-tech sound usually features samples of Mexican norteño music, but lately they've been experimenting with traditional collaborations with actual artists. Corey Takahashi has the details.
These days, when you catch a Nortec Collective concert, like this one in Los Angeles, you don't just see the group's electronic musicians, Bostich and Fusible. You'll catch one or two or maybe more traditional Mexican artists sharing the stage.
The experience of the crowd is totally different than when we played only with our computers and our electronic instruments.
The musician Bostich, whose real name is Ramon Amezcua, says Nortec Collective has always incorporated folk sounds from northern Mexico. But now, they're playing live with the type of artist they used to sample. Juan Tellez is an accordionist who performed with his four brothers in a norteño band called La Tradición del Norte. Now, he tours the world with Nortec Collective.
The accordion player that we have is like the Jimi Hendrix of the accordion. So he's very virtuoso. He plays, he improvises in the songs.
Tijuana sound machine. Sound machine.
It's like watching a traditional Mexican music from the future.
One of Nortec Collective's most ambitious and futuristic projects was an October show in Tijuana. This time, Nortec Collective collaborated with norteño folk artists as well as the Baja California Orchestra.
Hey, please come in. Please come in.
We are here in Centro Cultural Tijuana at the in Tijuana Arte Festival. This is the first time, maybe here in Mexico, that norteño musicians, electronic music, and symphonic music is together in the same place.
Nortec Collective artist Fusible, whose real name is Pepe Moak, says these oddball pairings work for the simple reason that they sound like Tijuana. That's the sound of a famously unwieldy border town.
Even for the people, I mean, even for Latin people, I know the Nortec sounds weird. It sounds strange.
Some of Nortec Collective's new work captures the contrast of touring internationally then returning to some of Tijuana's harsher realities. Around this time last year, they came back from a long haul in Europe. The first thing Fusible wanted to do was grab some tacos.
We went to the tacos, and I remember in the middle of the street was one guy dead, recently dead. He was shot, and he was on the floor. So that's why we have all these stories, like stories that we have back home and stories that we experience outside.
This is one of the works in progress from their new album.
It's never that complete unless I say it's so.
They're planning to put out the album in the spring, but one of the latest examples of their sound was released earlier this year, not by the group, but by a Berlin-based artist named Jesse Evans. Fusible says the singer and saxophonist is a fan of Nortec Collective. She got in touch with him, made a pilgrimage to Mexico, and had Fusible co-produce her album there, Tijuana Style. It's a sort of Norteching of another artist.
I'm scared. I can't escape. Tied to it.
It's just one of the latest collaborations Nortec Collective has used to take its Tijuana sound so far beyond the border. For the world, I'm Corey Takahashi, Los Angeles.
There's nothing quite like a live Nortec Collective show. It's part rave, part South of the Border fiesta. You can see photos and a short video at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being with us.